youth camp, Olympic camp.
Where's John Anthony Brooks, and why is he still in Germany? It scares me.
Well, Boyd's coming in now. Boyd's coming in.
I can't wait to see Sheehan Boyd play.
Yeah, Brian Schroeder retweeted something from Boyd, which I learned, A, Boyd's on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's cool. And B, Boyd's flying to Florida for this camp, so.
Cool.
So he will be there. He's one of the big exclusions, but he will be there. Four goalkeepers, Davey Bingham, Bill Hamid, Sean Johnson, Zach McMath.
Standard.
Unsurprising.
Nope.
The back line.
Who do you think is going to be starting keeper?
Hamid.
Hamid.
All right. Okay.
Or Johnson if Hamid's backing up the full national team.
I prefer Johnson, but Hamid seems to be the guy for the camp.
Shouldn't really matter.
Yeah. Back line, Boss, Nick Fennell.
Royal Dominique.
Royal Dominique Fennell.
RDF.
Sebastian Abiga from Duke University. Kofi Sarkodie, Zarek Valentin. Jorge Villafana. Andrew Wagner.
Hello.
Yeah. Andrew Wagner and Sheena Williams.
Noticeable lack of John Anthony Brooks. Now, I'd like to believe that that's because he's going to make a first team appearance soon, but I would also really not like to believe that it's because Germany wisened up and decided to give him a call.
I doubt it because they don't seem to be interested in our young guys. Like Chandler's off their radar, which says something.
Yeah, like all the way off.
Yeah. So, I mean, they basically said, if you're not there, don't be surprised. Don't be worried. I mean, look at Boyd. Boyd got called in late, so.
It's true.
Midfield. Well, I guess the other surprise is on here. Jorge Villafana. Didn't see him coming to any camps.
Who is he?
Torre Flores.
What?
Torre Flores.
Serious?
Yes.
Why is he going by a different name now?
He's playing in Orozco Fiscal, apparently.
Well, we all know how that worked out for Orozco Fiscal. Awfully.
Yeah, so Jorge Villafana. And then the two college guys, Sebastian Abiga and Andrew Wagner.
I think that only goes to to show that defense is easily the weakness on this team.
I think it's interesting that Caleb Porter called in two college guys, none of them from Akron.
Also true. He did get a commitment from Alfred Caroma. Now, you can't tell me that that had absolutely nothing to do with his standing in the...
Nothing at all.
Nope.
Nothing at all.
In the USSF.
How are his knees doing, by the way?
Good from last I heard. I haven't heard any issues.
I think he'd go the way of Rankin and have his knees blown out eventually. So
Rankin,
you're one of the tall.
Speaking of guys who are doing pretty well, Rankin doing some good stuff. Is he on this roster? I don't think
he's
so. No. Yeah, he's really young anyway.
Yeah, indeed.
He's certainly the star of the under 20s.
Yes. Well, not the long one. Flores gets called up, but
what?
Junior Flores, when he gets called up, will be the star.
Junior Flores. Did you watch that match?
I watched the first one. It's nasty.
He's a class above everybody in the field.
He was signing autographs for the other Jad kids. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, he'll do nasty, nasty things.
Yeah, it's fun.
Him and Ryan. Oh, we're going to be so good someday.
In your pants, buddy.
Midfielders. Fredinho. Brian Arguez gets called in. Joe Corona, my boy Danny
He's
Cruz.
Class. Signed an MLS contract to get a youth national team call up.
Woo! Joe Corona, Danny Cruz, Mick Discrew, Dilla Verduca, Jared Jeffrey.
It was a shot.
Dilla's Travels.
Dilla Verduca. Sebi Lechit, Moby Okugo, and Michael Stevens.
Stevens kind of a random one.
He's
a good player, but he was just never really in the conversation, I don't think.
He's just like quite a quiet guy who kind of hangs out and gets called in once in a while.
I feel like him and Blair Gavin are that kind of
yeah, Blair Gavin is a pretty nice player, but no one talks about him.
He also plays for a shitty team.
And why is that? He plays for a shitty team.
He plays for the LA Clippers of the MLS.
Is Moby going to be captain then?
Probably.
Whoa,
what were those words he said last time that you were talking about? On Twitter?
Got that swag.
Got that swag.
Got that swag. I can see a Cuckoo in the captain band based on my 11 here.
But then again, it is also Porter's first camp as manager.
So Bunbury
gets it. Yeah, I'd say Bunbury. Kitchen not on this roster?
He's not.
Oh, is he in?
He's with
the Generation Adidas guys.
No, he's over with
He's doing the
he's at Trilogy. Yeah, he's with one of those S clubs. Or Freiburg.
One of those S clubs.
Freiburg.
I would like to see Kitchen in on this roster, personally.
I would too, but whatever. He'd fill in the back line for me. The forwards, the Dancing Bear, Will Bruin, Teal Bunbury, Jan George, Jan George, George.
Batman.
Jojo. Jack Mack, and Andrew Wu-Tang Clan Wooten.
That's good. And now Terrence Boyd.
So we got seven forwards coming in, which changed my roster now significantly.
I feel like starts.
Yeah, my starting 11 would be Hamid in goal, backline of Valentin, Royal Dominique Fennell, Boss, and Williams on the right.
Yeah,
Okugo holding down front of the line with Discrude and Cruz.
Is Danny Cruz really a center mid? I always saw him as more of a winger.
He's a winger, but the way my lineup here works, I put him there. But now with Boyd getting called in, I move Zhao into the Cruz spot.
Really?
I do. Bunbury goes from the center to the outside.
I feel like Duka might be decent in that in that little role there.
I like Dilliver, but I think it's going to be Boyd in the middle with Bunbury and
Duka. I want Duka to play full nasty matches because anytime like he makes a mistake, I just want to call him by his first name.
Dilliver!
Do you think his father enjoyed doing that when he was playing youth matches?
Probably.
He was like five.
Well, Dilliver!
His father enjoyed, I think, his Albanian. They don't have fun.
That's right.
Have you ever been to Albania?
No!
You don't realize why they don't have fun.
Have you been to Albania?
Nope. But I know enough not to go.
We do not have fun.
In Soviet Albania, you die.
That's a sweeping generalization.
Yeah, so that's pretty much
stereotyping on GBA.
Yeah, so starting
is this new? Probably not.
Starting in a few days, youth camp in Sarasota, Florida. So have fun, kids.
God, I can't wait to go see Sheen in Nashville or Casey.
How cool would it be to hang out with the players in Nashville?
Fun times. Shit.
I can hang out with all the under 20.
Quick question.
Me and Joe Zhao can.
You and Mix can hang out.
When we go to watch the Olympic qualifying matches, am I allowed to wear my Williams Union shirt?
No.
Does it have to be a national?
It has to be a national team.
Okay. You
can bring it along, but you can't wear it to the game.
So I can wear it on off day.
Yeah, oh yeah, sure.
You would literally do anything to sneak Mix into a bar and buy him a drink, wouldn't you? Like literally anything.
I didn't know where you were going when you started saying sneak him.
I would poison a bouncer if I had to.
You would get him a fake. Your own money.
Oh, for sure.
I was Ben. You're starting to worry.
What?
When you started
moving
saying
on,
you would do
moving
anything
on
to sneak him.
Moving on. So MLS transactions. We got a lot of things happening in MLS this week.
Yeah, MLS.
The reentry draft, first of all,
where the LA Galaxy just
signed everyone.
Yeah, everyone. Ah.
Well, stage one, where you sign the guys at cost. The three names to go were Danny Borman, Carlos Mendez, and Arturo Alvarez. Thoughts?
Who did Alvarez go to?
Who else would spend $200,000 on
Chivas?
Arturo Alvarez? Chivas USA. Of course.
I love Chivas.
And then
Chivas.
Maybe we can trade him away for a third round pick in the supplemental draft.
Will Chivas USA win MLS Cup in the next 25 years?
No!
Okay. Will Chivas exist in MLS the next 10 years?
They're going to move out of LA before they win a title. They will leave LA before they win a title.
I think they leave LA before they win a playoff game.
That's possible.
That's probably
that's
possible.
Very possible. Yeah, so Borman, great signing. 20 or 42K, the league minimum. Mendez at 100K is a nice addition for Columbus.
Wait, who got Borman?
New England. It's a nice signing.
Holy,
New England made
that,
one productive signing.
Can you do that in a
completely
sentence?
Unproductive signing.
Can you say that in a sentence? Like,
what were those words?
New England made
nice
good
signing. Nice signing.
New England make good signing.
Oh. Yeah.
And then Mendez will be joining the back line of Chad Marshall and other guys who suck.
A babyface and other toddlers.
Did you see the picture of
him?
Well,
he can feed the ball out to the guy who runs and doesn't have any skill.
He's gone. Is that
officially?
Is that a contract?
Yeah.
He's not going back, though?
Is that a contract?
I don't think so.
They don't want him.
Who would?
Savvy move by Columbus.
Indeed. But the picture of Chad Marshall... where he's modeling the new Columbus kits?
No. He just... Is that like a good despair?
It's just Chad Marshall.
Is it the Harry Carey skit where he just starts like gazing?
Basically, he looks
like... No, wait, the Actors Guild. That's what I'm thinking of. With Best of Will Ferrell, you know, where he just goes...
Hi! So, stage two. L.A. signed everyone.
They signed everyone. Frankie Hadick back and Robinson, right?
Yeah, they reacquired Robinson and Deason Robin and Frankie Hadick.
No offense to Frankie, but how long is he going to keep this going?
Until he's like 50?
Until he wants to stop.
Until he dies.
Until he dies. Until the coffee stops running his arteries.
I just feel like he enjoys surfing way too much to be wasting
until
time
the world
this
runs
anymore.
Out of espresso.
Which is never. Yeah. Because Frankie will piss espresso if he has to.
For the record, I think that his I think that his honeymoon stat might be in Colombia and just drink the coffee all the time and be league MVP, golden boot winner. Just amazing. Yeah.
Indeed.
Play the El Salvador national team every match.
By himself.
Yeah. And then push kids out of the way to score goals.
Yeah. Push Jones out of the way. What else?
Yeah, so Andrew Boyens, Chris Leach, Pat Noonan, and John Conway going to L.A.
Yawn.
Kelly Dubé going to Chicago. Decent.
He's, Does he come with the Dubé?
Yes. Colorado doing pretty well here, despite having no GM or coach.
Or a shirt sponsor, which still freaks me out, because their shirt definitely needs one.
Yeah, Colorado get rid of their GM, so they have no one running the show anymore.
Colorado's shirt does look odd without a sponsor in it.
You should see Columbus's away kits. You seen those yet?
The no. Sponsor? Does it beg for sponsor?
It's black, gold, black, gold, black, white. It looks like a towel wrapped across the shirt. It's terrible.
The dick towel?
It's just a dick towel.
Dicktowel.com.
Yeah, so Colorado signing Husidich, nice signing, and Hunter Freeman. So some nice pickups for Colorado there.
Who would name their kid Hunter?
I don't the parent of the standout in Virginia, Hunter Jumper. The best name in college sports is Hunter Jumper.
And then there's Hunter S. Thompson, who's a complete badass.
But you know. Hunter Jumper is a ridiculous name.
Well, yeah, it's a great name. I'm just thinking of other people named Hunter.
Indeed.
What about Packwood?
Well, Hunter Packwood. New England.
Hunt her Packwood.
New England picking
Hunt
up.
Or Packwood.
New England picking up Nate Jaquia, which is dumb.
Don't know why they would do that.
Jaquia's class.
My friend Pete from Seattle called me laughing hysterically.
So, is it just me, or does Nate Jaquia kind of have that dinosaur look of Latu?
Yes.
Okay.
He does.
He was my little brother's favorite player.
With Chicago?
What?
With Chicago?
No, with Seattle in that first season when he was actually kind of good.
Oops.
He was the golden boy. That's what he called him.
And New England also... New England signed Clyde Sims. Nice pickup.
Yeah.
So, Clyde Sims and... Joseph Midfield, I like that.
So they're going to finish second from bottom?
Probably. But the biggest Woo! Move of the Rancher draft was Seattle trading up in the draft.
For?
Mark Birch.
I suppose that they needed a little...
They need a left back now that yeah. Space got drafted. They left back now.
Who got you? Riley?
That, he's Well, they lost Riley and Wall. Mm-hmm. So he's definitely not going to be their starter,
do we know
though,
Tyson
right?
Wall's they're definitely going after someone.
I doubt it.
Probably not.
I doubt it.
because one of them is very good at their job.
Seattle
not Tyson.
Seattle has to be looking for fullbacks, though, still.
Yeah, probably a backup.
I like Mark
Birch. They signed a keeper.
Yeah, they did.
Some big guy from Greece.
30-year-old Austrian, Michael Gsburning.
Who played Zolos?
Skoda Xanthi. He's been playing in Greece the last half decade. Three caps for Austria.
But he's not as good as Seabreeze.
Probably is. Other goalkeeper signings, since we're in that region here. Greg Sutton going to the Impact. Well, I guess staying there more accurately.
Yeah, I don't know if he's... Greg Sutton just sucks.
Are there any more good Chivas players left that they want to give to Montreal for
Blair Gavin
for a dime on the dollar?
Blair Gavin
for a dime on the dollar.
That's pretty much it. All they have is Blair Gavin.
We briefly mentioned this guy 2 weeks ago, but Jay Nally will be backing up Sean Johnson in Chicago now.
That sucks.
The number two goalkeeper will be Brian Sylvestre, 18-year-old American.
Yeah.
Backing up Joe Cannon, who will die soon for being so fucking old.
Cannonball.
But the biggest MLS move this week is probably Williams retiring.
Who?
Andy Williams.
Oh, yeah. Andy Williams called it quits.
So, wait, why the hell did he go to D.C.?
Who?
That was Robbie Russell.
Oh.
Yeah, you're dumb.
I used to get them mixed up.
Well, they're both fat.
Williams trimmed down because Christ said, get less fat, so we did.
Lose 5 pounds immediately.
Yeah, so.
You know how the lattes are foamy.
Yeah. Andy Williams, 95 caps from Jamaica, 14-year MLS vet, MLS Cup winner, Sports Shield winner, U.S. Open Cup winner. He'll be joining the RFL coaching staff, so best wishes to Williams and his future endeavors.
Yeah, I guess.
Other guys on their way out. Omar Bravo leaving Kansas City.
Good, get him out of there.
God, move.
So now the front line of Kansas City. Kai Kamara.
So
Teal
Kansas
Bunbury,
City's definitely
CJ Sapong.
So Kansas City's definitely
best front line in MLS.
Best front line in MLS. Also most fun front line in MLS.
Also, no DPs in there.
Wait. Now you have no reason to not like Kansas City, though.
Favorite team in the league. Hands down. Done.
Is Union second, though?
No.
Fuck you.
They signed Ruiz. It's unforgivable.
That's true.
Hmm?
They signed Bravo.
But Ruiz tried to kick Tim Howard in the face.
Yeah, Bravo,
he tried to, but Timmy let him know that he would destroy him.
Bravo has never really done anything wrong besides being a Mexican international.
He put on a Mexican national.
Besides being a Mexican international.
That is more unforgivable.
Than being Carlos Ruiz? Fuck you! You're an idiot!
No!
No! Fuck.
We don't like Mexico!
Landed!
Violence! Violence on the podcast!
Alright, so.
That is. We can't undo that.
Look at that.
That's just a lot of noise.
Did I tell you about my text from Kai Kamara recently?
You had a text from Kai Kamara?
I did. Two, actually.
What?
Yeah.
Your buds? Pals?
Pods. We hang out.
No way. Does he sound anywhere near as cool with his tech speak?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Badass.
Yes.
I was up late one night because I don't go to sleep ever. And I was
on. Clearly, there's podcast evidence of that.
Because my eyes never close.
And I was trolling through Twitter and I saw Kamara like, hey, it's 5 a.m. I'm bored. Who wants to text me? Put a number out there. So I put a text out there. I just randomly said, hey, you know, hey, what's up? Cool that you text, that you're cool with your fans, whatever. And I got two responses from Kai Kamara.
Thank you. Heart-shaped hands?
That's his thing. It's his goal
slip. Oh, yeah.
So you know it's actually him, which is badass.
That's awesome.
So yeah, Kai Kamara.
I'm surprised you don't start stalking him, though.
Honorary American.
Oh, absolutely honorary American.
Because he's A, a citizen,
yeah,
and B, made some unfortunate international mistakes that I forgive him for.
Well, I'm sure he's glad that you forgive him.
I should text him and let him know.
What's that number?
I don't think we should put it out there.
He actually erased it saying, don't tell anyone else who didn't stay up with us. Like, those who weren't partying with us all night don't get to hear. So.
Nice.
For going to bed, you get punished, fuckers. Eric Freiberg leaving Seattle.
Okay.
Where's he going?
Malmo in Sweden.
Hmm.
So, have fun there.
It wasn't really that great with the Sounders.
I was expecting more given his pedigree, but shit happens. Time for Rob to step in. Rob, talk about the Union signings.
Well, from what I've seen, this guy, Costa Rican international Josu Martinez, looks to be really nice.
And?
Played for Costa Rica at the Gold Cup, I believe.
He has 2 caps. Or 2 goals and 11 caps.
Got him from... trying to remember the power Costa Rican club.
It starts with an S and rhymes with...
Oh, FC Saprissa?
Yeah.
Deeper team was Saprissa.
Whatever.
Half credit.
And?
And who's your signing you made today?
God, what's his first name? Something McLaughlin. 18-year-old, played for Colgate.
Indeed. Yeah.
Got them to the NCAA tournament where they lost to Rutgers.
He was the Patriot League Rookie of the Year.
Goal and 3 assists.
Yep. He actually has played thrice for the Union already on exhibitions, but he's suited up.
He played against Real Madrid?
Yeah, he played against Everton, too. I actually heard that
and Real Madrid.
ripped, but I heard like he ripped Huitinga apart.
Yeah, well, he sucks, so.
Alrighty. Hey, he got a red card in the World Cup final.
Yeah, the Union, their average age is 23.8.
Yeah.
Crazy.
We're going to be badass in a few years.
Hopefully. In a few years.
Hopefully.
You sound like most of Milwaukee sports franchises a few years ago.
Yeah, indeed.
But we actually have young guys.
The Impact also signed Ian Westlake from England and Miguel Montero from Colombia. So two more guys going to Montreal.
Good for them, I suppose.
LA Galaxy appear to have replaced Beckham with another old dude. 30-year-old midfielder Marcelos Carvas from Alawense. Old guys go to LA. Seems pretty natural. The other end of the spectrum, TFC signing 20-year-old Bermudian winger Reggie Lamb. Lamb?
Lambie?
He's got 3 goals and 13 caps for Bermuda. Made his debut at age 16, so he's the Bermudian Freddie Adu, basically.
Hopefully that turns out better
saying much, yeah.
Indeed. YP Lee going to Vancouver. Lee Young Pyo from South Korea. Former PSV and Spurs left back. Will be joining Vancouver.
127 caps. Wow.
127 caps and 3 World Cups.
All the American players who complain about the travel schedule, which is grueling, ask that guy what a travel schedule's like. Playing for South Korea.
Yeah, and playing for Saudi Arabia last season as well. What else? Connor Lade joining the New York Red Bulls as one of their first run players. He actually was. He took a holder with Red Bulls.
Really?
So that's really cool.
It is cool.
You think he's the first case of ticket holder becoming a player? Probably first?
In MLS?
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, who else would it be?
Freddie Du. Family.
They couldn't afford tickets. You kidding me? They were Ghanaian refugees.
No. I'm talking like once he got to America.
Still couldn't afford. They were Ghanaian refugees.
It's DC United. They probably gave tickets away.
Not back then.
Okay, I don't know. DC star. Probably not. Probably nobody.
So it's kind of cool. We mentioned it. Or I mentioned it earlier, but the Rapids have no longer a GM or a coach. Some possible names that might fill in. I've heard
bright future. Hey,
Thomas Dooley, Dennis Hamlin. Or Hamlet, Dave Sarakin, Richie Williams, all were name dropped as possible options.
Richie Williams is name dropped for every MLS.
And he just got signed by the U.S. Soccer Federation, so you can scratch that.
So how bright a future does Colorado have with no GM or coach, an old Jeff Lorenowitz, and Marvell Wynn?
Brighter than Chivas USA.
Yes. my suggestion, Tom Rongan, give it a shot.
I say, Rongan is not a great in-game manager.
But he did well in MLS back with
he DC. Did. He did. So if he wants another shot, I don't see why I shouldn't give it to him. I just don't
have Peter Novak.
Anything else? Oh, some quick super draft rumors. Brian Onby trialing in Germany was picked to be a top 5 pick and had some injury problems this season.
I remember when heading into the Under-20 World Cup, everyone thought he was the best thing since sliced bread, and then he was underwhelming at best the Under-20 World Cup.
Sliced bread is not that great.
People gave him so much shit that scored that ridiculous goal in the last game of the group.
Yeah, that's true. He did. I remember that.
Yeah, so Onby trialing with Prussian Munster in Germany.
That's pretty awesome.
They're a third Munster? Third division club, which, whatever. I'd prefer second division, but...
I'd prefer first.
You can get them the second, and then first.
The big news, though, is Darren Maddox from Akron possibly skipping the MLS draft and going to Europe, which would be a big loss for the league.
But a big gain for the Yanks.
He's a Jamaican.
Damn it.
He'll never get to play with Adam Moffitt.
Indeed. Yeah, second in the nation in goals, 21 goals this season. I think it'd be a big loss. It's either him or Andrew Wenger going first overall. So I'm hoping he's kind of tests the water. Maybe Porter convinces him to stay in MLS. I don't know. It'd be a big loss, but we'll see what happens.
Yes, we will.
Other MLS news, there's a new ball.
What?
Recent new
I
ball.
Saw that.
It's nice. I like it a lot.
Ball's a ball. Who gives a shit?
I do. It's cool.
The camera's usually so far away that you can't even really see it anyway.
I don't care. It's a throwback to the old Tango design, which is nice.
Well, maybe we'll get you one if you're good.
It's $130 to waste your money.
If you're really good.
Don't waste your money.
Gosh. Like if you bring us Eve Torres.
Don't waste your money. Speaking of not wasting your money, how about Portland's third kits?
Yeah.
Sexual.
Really good.
I'm trying to remember what they look like. I saw a picture. Those were the all whites?
They're white with a green collar with white and yellow trim on the tip of the collar with the old school crest and the old school American Airlines logo. Just badass.
I remember thinking best kits, they were okay.
Best kits in the league, I think.
Philly ways?
Best kits in the league.
Damn. High praise.
I love the Philly Roads, but that's the best kit in the league, if you ask me.
All right.
The worst kits in the league goes to the new Columbus Roads, which look like a towel wrapped around a guy in a black and white or black and yellow striped shirt. Just crap.
Black and yellow wrapped in a towel.
Say two colors, say two colors.
Wouldn't you like to just get one like three sizes too big and then make it into a dick towel?
No, I wouldn't.
Not at all.
No, I wouldn't at all.
Anyway.
New York has a new design, which is the exact same one with a bigger Red Bull logo.
Yeah.
Montreal has some cool kits.
I thought that they would come up with something that's neat.
I thought they were plain.
I like the Florida lead in the middle, though.
I've already spoken out and said I love their crest. I think the shirts are pretty plain, though.
The crest is classic.
Yeah, I think the best part is the pressed image and the home kits, though. The Florida Lee Cross. That's kind of cool. DC kits looking kind of sharp.
It wasn't that nobody's going to get a chance to see unless they get a new stadium. So.
Yeah. New England looking pretty nice.
Looking very, nice.
Very
playing very, like shit.
Pretty American.
Looking a lot nicer than they play.
Yeah. That's pretty much all we got in terms of MLS news. You got anything to bring to the table?
I think we pretty much covered it. There's not a whole lot else going on in MLS.
Yeah.
Other than Don Garber being.
We voted. Should do a prediction right now.
What's
winning
what,
next
what
year's
most
MLS
powerful
top?
Soccer figure? Or sports American sports figure? He's like 30th.
That's fun.
Come on, prediction right now. Who's winning?
Robert Kraft gets
cup?
Like 4th or something or 8th.
Kraft has no say in that entire team.
No. Well, that team. But then he also helped the NFL labor negotiations.
Oh, that's true. That's yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
College Cup.
Well, since Rob watched 7 minutes, let him talk about it.
Minnows, UNC Charlotte, and North Carolina Tar Heels, who were the top seed in the playoffs, were going at it.
Yes, to answer your question.
What?
Yes, to answer your question.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm not putting out false information. From what I saw, I mean, I really only watched the full final 10 minutes, but I watched pieces in between. But it seemed like Charlotte was the better team.
I would disagree strongly.
Okay.
UNC just kind of, by the end, started to play bunker.
Yeah, they sat back and just ate pressure the entire time. Because,
and to be honest, I don't think that Charlotte put on a whole lot of phenomenal pressure, except for, like, they
but how about that
chances.
Chip goal? That was sexy.
Yeah, great goal. But I think if you watch the previous two games, Charlotte snuck by with a 0-0 victory over Creighton.
Creighton's a good team.
And a 1-1 win over UConn. So basically, you're relying on not scoring goals and not conceding goals and winning the penalties.
Reminds me of a U.S. team I used to know.
Yeah, it showed a lot in Charlotte's play that they kind of sat back and basically said, okay, we know we can't beat the Tar Heels. Let's take it to penalty kicks. And it ended up failing because of an absurd goal from...
And a missed penalty, though, should be said.
Yeah, that should have been a penalty kick for sure.
I remember Taylor Twomey was flipping out, and I was like, oh, Taylor.
They had
a
good job together. I'm really pretty harsh on Rob Stone, but Stone and Coleman worked well together in the booth. But Ben Spies hit a 25-yard rocket over the keeper.
Was it that far out? It was
25 yards. It was in distance. So Ben,
the goalie under the bar.
Exactly. Ben Spies, back-to-back College Cup champion.
How?
He transferred from Akron last year.
Oh.
So congrats to the Tar Heels in there. Their second ever College Cup, and Ben Spies for his back-to-back title with two schools.
That guy can smell trophies.
Yeah, and win them, too. That's your College Cup recap. Wisconsin soccer update. Chuck's back for Hellman Sport. Maybe it was again. They're struggling hard. They might get relegated again.
Came back from yellow card accumulation suspension.
Well, red card suspension, technically, but yes.
See, I did a little bit of reading.
A little.
You listened to me and were wrong.
No, God damn it. All right, what's next?
Milwaukee Wave. Benny, what do you got?
Wave did well over the weekend, as I expected.
24-9 over Rochester.
See, but Rochester jumped out to a 7-0 lead.
Yeah.
In the first minute, they scored.
Don't they have 2 point goals?
It was insane.
In indoor?
2 and 3.
Yeah, it's 2 and 3.
4-3!
It's That was really shocking, was to see them come out. And literally, the first touch, a nice tap back, and then it's a lofted ball over that a streaking Rochester player found and put past Warburg. It was pretty surprising, but then the Wave recovered nicely.
And then
for a phenomenal
shit
victory.
On them.
Yep.
Yeah, Johannes coming off his Player of the Month award by dropping 11 points, 3-pointer or 2-pointer and 2 assists, putting him now first in the league for defenders and points. Greg Howes is now 16th in the league in points with a 2-goal performance. Marcio continuing his hot streak, 2-point goal and 2 assists. Now 9th in the league in points and 4th in assists. Everton with a 2-point goal and assist, putting him 16th in the league in points. And Ian Bennett with a goal, 17th overall. So, did the Wave lose a game this season?
They haven't played the Blast yet.
True. So, probably.
Yeah. They always find a way to get some Blast. Yeah.
And last note for the Wisconsin soccer update, Ethan Finley named the All-American team.
Really?
Ethan Finley from Creighton University, obviously. Marshfield product, which he's from Marshfield, but played for FC Milwaukee.
That's a long drive.
It's a 4-hour drive every weekend.
That's insane.
Did I tell you guys what happened on my flight to Pennsylvania last weekend?
No.
I didn't go on the same flight as them, but FC Milwaukee, under 15s, I believe, were going to a competition in Miami.
Nice.
I think. Maybe like the Nationals.
Good to see the youngins.
Good to see them. Say hi.
No.
Good.
That would have been creepy.
They were in front of me. They were holding up the damn security. The lecture,
What do you mean I got to take my belt off? Take your boots off, Tad. The other America, other Wisconsin side to get a All-American nod?
This year?
Ever.
See, the Jade only
America.
Wisconsin...
Yeah, fat chance.
The only players I know was Wisconsin ties, Sané?
Nope. Right team, though.
Brian McCauley?
Fire product.
Fire.
Ooh, Tim Ward was a fire.
But played for the Fire.
Don't know. I give in.
The hybrid is down with Jesse Marsh.
Oh.
Jesse Marsh was named the All-American in 1995.
Good for him.
Yeah. So, Yank of the Week. What we got?
Gooch. I love me some Gooch. They got a clean sheet and he scored the goal. Dumb deal.
I'm going to go with Omar Salgado for that wicked goal. It wasn't a goal, but... He took Ajax and said, you know what, all of you? No.
I beat you, nope. I beat you, I beat you, I beat you, I beat you.
There were at least
seven
of
them on our national team.
Six.
Hmm? We'll see him do that for the night.
He will. Yeah,
as soon as he gets called up, sure.
Gus, that baffles me. He's 6'4" and he did that. Yeah, nobody that big should be able to have ball skill like that.
Except for his lat, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Or Breccia, 6'3".
Or Breccia. Or Drogba, but not really.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah. Drogba can really...
Hey.
Young Drogba.
All I'm saying is that the guy can stop a civil war with his words.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Mike Leake is Ben Spies.
I mean, you win the College Cup. Makes sense.
Yeah, 2 years in a row with two different teams and have a game-winning goal, both of them. So
then our Dick of the Week?
Dick of the Week. What do you guys got for Dick of the Week?
Francisco Rodriguez. For accepting arbitration.
Okay, so a non-soccer league.
Sorry, I'm just really bitter about that.
That's fine. We'll allow it.
So this is the guy who pisses us off?
Yeah. As tangential as possible. It has to be somehow related to American soccer, but it could
okay,
be...
Okay, it's okay. Hmm...
Mine's clear cut.
Is it Jurgen Klinsmann for his salary?
It's not Jurgen Klinsmann.
Can it just be Johnny Evans every week?
If you want.
I see why not.
You can if you want.
I'm bitter. I love stew.
So it's going to be Johnny Evans for you? Is he your Dick of the Week?
No. I should note, though.
You start, Ryan. I feel like we're trying to come up with something.
He will not go before us.
You know what? I will. My Dick of the Week is Brad Friedel. Oh. Shut your goddamn mouth.
What did he do?
Oh, you didn't see what he said about Donovan?
Mm-mm.
Oh. He took the easy road out by taking my MLS. No, Brad, fuck you. You left the Nets team to prolong your club career and pay for your goddamn bankrupt shitty Columbus Academy. So you fucked up. And
he
you
also
bailed,
gave
You me... fucked and bailed the Nets team. Fuck you, Brad Friedel. Fuck you, Dick of the Week.
He also gave the non-apology apology.
Yeah.
That
I'm sorry if I offended you.
Him.
No, oh, I'm sorry if you fucking fuck you.
That'd be all I'm saying is that's Bob Roto over here, and Landon just took the easy road by going MLS.
So, Dick of the Week, Brad fucking Friedel, fuck you, you fuck.
If I had to be honest, I can see where he made that conclusion, and I kind of get it, but you don't say it.
But fuck him.
but fuck him.
I understand, but fuck you.
Rob?
I'll just say one more bravo.
I'd say he's a good guy.
He's gone, so fuck off.
Call
me Bruce.
That's cool.
Throwback, good one. Marquez, all the time.
Marquez?
All right. I'm sure that's somewhere, like, he ran a yellow light in, or like, he cut somebody off on the freeway, I'm guessing.
He did a promo for the Red Bulls this week, so... There's a video of him playing soccer in the Red Bull kit this week, so there you go.
Fuck him.
Yeah. So there we are. A big fuck you to Rafa Marquez.
Luke Rogers for being in the way of Juan Agudelo's development.
And for looking like a penis.
Yes.
Yeah, he could be your literal and metaphorical Dick of the Week.
He could be the Dick of the Week.
I'm going with him then.
All right.
Changed my mind.
Is that all we got? Wow.
That's all. It's an 80-minute podcast.
Yes, it is.
Well...
Thanks for listening if you made
Anything
it all the way
else
through.
Here?
I think we got it all.
Hurt Gomez is a sex symbol, according to Hurt Gomez.
All right, just hit the end button.
I think this is about enough.
That's all we got.
All right.
Thanks for listening. See you next Sunday or Monday.
I'm sorry.
For the Ryan McCauley birthday edition.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
An advancer for this.
I'm most sorry.
I'm the mostest of sorry.
No, you're not.
Yep.